to start with a remarkable one. We were talking about the weather, I suppose, and the way it has been so wet and it's been so humid and so mild at the same time. It's been such an unusual summer. We've had crazy months where it was the driest month of 40 years followed by the wettest month of 40 years. Well, we've another remarkable occurrence for you, as brought to our attention by one of our listeners, Anne Lawler, who's with me. Anne, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Not too bad. Thanks for talking to me. Now, you were walking this morning. You walked the dogs in the Banna area, is that right?
That's right, yeah, in Sandy Lane.
And what did you see?
This morning, walking the dogs, I actually saw a cowslip in full bloom.
A cowslip?
A cowslip. And I walked past and I didn't have my glasses on and I thought, a cowslip, that can't be right. And I thought, definitely, I was hallucinating because it was early morning. And then I walked past and I said, I'll have to go back again. And I looked and I said, yeah, definitely a cowslip. And then I thought, nobody will believe me. So I took a photograph of it and proof that there was a cowslip, which is a spring flower. Normally, I think flowers April or May.
Yes.
In full bloom, right, on the 31st of August.
That's astonishing. This is something you've never seen before.
Never, ever, ever. Now, maybe other people have seen it, but I certainly haven't.
Yes. Okay. Now, look, it's a native species. It flowers, that doesn't flower everywhere anymore, particularly, I suppose, in parts of Kerry. It's almost disappeared in parts of the West Coast, but it is common around Tralee in the North Kerry area, that's for sure. But you're right, April and May. So how could one be flowering in full bloom at this time of year as we head into the autumn?
It seems incredible. And the more I thought about it, the more I wondered, is this a very late spring? Yeah. Or is it a very early spring 2024?
Well, do you know what it is, that we didn't get any summer. So it's been a wet spring for the last 3 months.
But those flowers grow profusely, and I would be reasonably observant when walking the dogs and looking at the various flowers. There were hundreds of them in the greater Sandy Lane area where I walk. And here was this Lone Ranger this morning.
This one, out of nowhere, out of time.
Nowhere.
At the wrong time of the year.
Out of season. And I'm trying to decide, is it global warming or what's going on? I don't know. So now I'm going to keep my eyes open to see if I can see the ragged robin or daffodils or something else.
Or something else. Well, look, anything's possible. If we're seeing cowslips blooming in me, and you've sent a picture, we're going to put it up on our social media. It's a beautiful, beautiful example of a cowslip, but
it's
on
fabulous.
Its own, yeah. On a grassy verge.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it.
And that was it. And I looked around and I couldn't see any others around the place.
Okay.
Just this lone cowslip.
Okay. Well, listen, look, it's astonishing. And thanks for telling us that story this morning and sending us in the picture this morning as well. Can anyone beat that? Are you seeing things blooming at the wrong time of the year? Is it a late spring or early spring as we head into September, as we are in September, of course, the first day of September, then get in touch with us in the programme. Thanks to Anne Lawler for bringing that to our attention this morning. A cowslip, totally out of time. If you can beat that, or any other species that you feel shouldn't be popping up when it's popping up, is it something to do with climate change? Who knows?